This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Bro.
All right, coming up, CJ McCollum speaks about his knee. You'll hear what he has to say. We'll talk about Swigard's new radio. And we've got, of course, in the news, we're already in the 4 o'clock hour. Wow.
Yeah, it's gone by fast today. We got derailed a little bit with gambling talk and now contracts and it's all.
Yeah, we have not talked about anything we've wanted to, with the exception of the Trout deal. But we're stuck on this sports contract exercise. And so we shall continue now. Now, Mike asked, so we were looking during the break about Felix Hernandez's big fat contract.
Yeah, he signed, because you asked when he signed it. He signed it in 2013.
And he's making 28 a year, roughly?
Yeah, but it started out making like 20, 21. It's gone up every year. So now he's making in the high 20s, like 28. But it was, I mean, I guess it was better at 21 and you know, when he first signed it.
I'm going to say not worth it. We had that as a no. So our exercise, if you're just tuning in, is of the top 10 contracts in each, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NFL, how many are truly worth it?
Yeah.
And we found in baseball, only two. Kershaw and who else?
There was Kershaw and there was...
Was it Arenado?
It was Trout.
Yeah, Trout.
Or, I mean, Kershaw and Trout.
Well, and Arenado's, we didn't say yes to Arenado, right. But yeah, that's
Harper,
that's three.
Machado, Arenado, they're unknowns.
Yeah, it was a question mark.
And so we'll get to the NBA and the NFL, but Felix was on there, and it's just not...
He got about 2.5 good years in.
There's no way that's worth it.
Over seven. The last couple have been flat out
bad. At the same time, I get why they did it. You know, it's like you got to have the, if you want to compete, you got to have the ace.
And it's
he
hard,
was your guy.
And it's hard to tell a fan base that you're letting a guy in his prime walk, because in 2 years he's going to be bad, especially if you let the guy walk and he goes somewhere else and has two good years. You know, it pisses the fan base off like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. And so somebody texted the Better You Today text line, said the issue is, can you win without signing these guys to mega deals? Is there another way? And I think that's kind of what we're saying is, yeah, like you don't have to. If you took the money, it's opportunity cost. If you took the money that you paid Felix all those years, would the team have been better if you'd spread that out elsewhere or given it to someone else? And the answer is oftentimes yes.
Yes, I mean, it's what the Cardinals did, right? I mean, when the Cardinals let Pujols walk, the Cardinals didn't wallow in misery. You know, it's they just were like, look, we can spend that money somewhere else, especially in a league where there's a hard cap. You'll see the NFL.
Well, the other thing, too, that comes into play here, and the Blazers are an interesting example of this, is how much, because I thought about this when you brought up the Cardinals, but the Cardinals win championships. So how much is it, like, would you rather win the championship, but also take your lumps in a lot of other years, or just be a consistently winning franchise that never wins a championship? Like the Blazers, which we'll get into later, there's a stat that they showed last night on the Spurs-Warriors game. The Blazers, I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I saw it.
We'll get into it later, but the Blazers have been consistently one of the best teams in the NBA, just being...
Just average.
Fairly good.
Decent, right in the middle.
They're in the playoffs and this and that, but they haven't won a title since 1977.
I saw it in the NFL.
So do you like that? Do you like just being relevant, or do you like to go for it? And if it doesn't work, go for it again. And if it doesn't work, go for it again.
Yeah. Well, to me, I would rather swing for the fences.
Me too.
But I think there's a happy medium there. I think you don't have to be completely irrelevant to swing for the fences. Right. I don't think it's feast or famine. But yes, I would rather my ownership group take a shot than just say that we're just going to worry about being decent, get in the playoffs every year, turn a profit, and have a decent team that sells tickets.
So if that's the case, you probably like the Bryce Harper deal if you're a Phillies fan.
Yes.
If you think the way you do, hey.
Yeah. I'll do it.
I like it.
It's not my money, right? You're not, believe me, when the payroll's low, you're not charging me any less for tickets. So go ahead, spend the money. I'm fine.
Yeah, invest but if you think they can spend the money differently and do better, then you want them to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, now, NFL or NBA?
I got NBA pulled up.
All right, let's do it.
So
these guys are all going to be worth it, by the way, because
it's actually really not.
Really?
And it gets worse again. The top 10 is iffy, but when you get to 10 to 20 in each sport, it gets cringe. You're like, God. Steph Curry's number one.
Yes.
38 mil. LeBron James, yes. 36.
Although now, see, this is the Miguel Cabrera.
Exactly.
Miguel Cabrera.
Was LeBron worth it this year?
Yes. Answer is yes.
Westbrook, yes. Same deal. Yes. And here's an interesting one. Chris Paul, $36 million a year.
For the Rockets, yes.
For the Rockets.
I think he's worth it.
See, I think that's when you're going to look back on, and especially if they don't win a title, and that's going to look bad. Because remember, he's got three more years on that. And how often does that guy get hurt? Blake Griffin?
No.
No. Gordon Hayward?
No.
No. Kyle Lowry? No.
You know, in hindsight,
I guess not.
In hindsight, Hayward should have stayed with the Jazz.
Probably.
You know?
But he's getting, and he would have gotten more money, but he got 31 mil.
I mean, think about how good the Jazz would be if they had him.
I know. And
it's interesting.
If he hadn't snapped his leg, okay, he's playing better.
Who'd you say? Oh, so
Kyle Lowry.
Griffin, Hayward, and then who else?
Kyle Lowry.
Lowry's a solid player, but
31 million
for
Kyle Lowry?
He's not worth that much.
You got to go no on that.
$31 million. Paul George?
Yes.
Worth it. 30. Mike Conley makes 30 and a half.
No.
And then James Harden makes 30 and a half.
Yes.
So my point is when you start looking
at... That's still 60%.
That's five.
When you start looking at the James Hardens of the world compared
it's five, Mike,
to that...
That's 50%.
And then you get into the Paul Millsaps at 30 mil.
He's
Al Horford at 29 million.
Millsap makes 30 million.
Yeah. Damian Lillard makes 28, which is, I think, what Lillard's worth it. Otto Porter Jr. makes 26.
Wait. You're going too fast. You don't think Millsap's worth it?
No.
He's pretty good, dude.
$29.2 million a year.
I know, but look at the Nugs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the one seed in the West right now.
That's mostly Jokic, though.
I know, but Millsap's, that was a nice move for them.
But that's interesting. To me, in the NBA, there's a lot of good players that make, think about when we talk about in Major League Baseball and we talk about 30 mil a year, and all of a sudden you're getting into the Paul Millsaps of the world that make 30 million. That's,
you know, but we just went through the Major League Baseball contracts too, and we only found two worth it. In the NBA, we found five.
Yeah.
So,
and I think in the NBA, I think it's interesting, and I'll bet you the NBA has more than any other. Simply because in the NBA, the one guy can make more of a difference than in basically any other sport.
Yeah, that's why I thought they would all be worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, NFL.
Scroll through NFL real quick here. And again, most of this is going to be quarterbacks. And even that, Rodgers is number one.
Yes.
Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins.
No.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
I guess undetermined, but because he got hurt immediately.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Matthew, so go undecided?
Yes. Undecided.
Matthew Stafford?
Ooh.
No. Matthew Stafford is not worth $28 million a year.
Imagine how bad they would be without Matthew Stafford.
What has he meant to the Lions franchise?
I think a lot. But they haven't put enough around him.
And they haven't done squat.
See, he falls in the Felix category. That's close.
Yeah.
Hold on. We're still ruling here. The court is...
Think about how bad the Lions were.
Yeah,
and then
I think
about how average they've become with Matthew Stafford.
I don't think it's his fault that the Lions have sucked. Therefore, I actually do think that's worth it. Because any other team that locked Stafford up, I mean, in other words, nobody was saying that that's a bad move. As a matter of fact, at the time, everybody was like, oh my God, the Lions finally did something right. They finally got a franchise quarterback. It's not his fault they've sucked.
No, but
he's been really good.
But he certainly hasn't led them to anything great.
Yeah, but he hasn't had enough around him. This court.
You're going yes.
You did have Calvin Johnson.
What do you vote, Mike?
I'm voting yes.
Okay. Well, then I'm overruled.
Yes. All right.
Derek Carr.
No.
No.
Drew Brees.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alex Smith.
Yes. So much yes.
Really?
The answer is no.
No.
Khalil Mack.
Yes. Ooh.
Finally, we're into the non-quarterbacks.
Two, three, four. That's five. Do we have one more?
No, Khalil Mack was the, I think that was it.
Oh, only nine.
Aaron Donald. Then.
That's a yes. And that's a yes.
Yeah. So yeah. Six out of 10
six
in the
out
NFL.
Of 10. And so many, cause it's just all quarterbacks. Yeah, they would be much worse if we went into the top 20. Cause then we get into more of the, Joe Flaccos and the Nick Folds and the, some of the receivers.
So what have we learned here?
Well, here's what I think you're going to see the MLB list in 4 or 5 years completely change to more yeses because teams have stopped being idiots and giving guys who are 32 years old 10-year deals to wrap up their career.
Right. They're getting them young.
They're starting to sign the big deals to younger players.
Yes.
And we'll start to think those will be more worth it because most of the MLB list outside of the new contracts were veterans.
That's right. Yeah, you do have to hand it to, like, on the Harper, Machado, Trout deals. You may think they're risky, but at least they're getting them, locking them up young.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything on this exercise, Jace?
There was more yeses in there than I thought there would be.
Me too.
I'll say that. I thought that there'd be more. It's funny. It's more cringeworthy when you get from 10 to 20 than it is 1 through 10. So maybe teams are a little bit better.
So either go big or don't.
Or don't. Yeah. Because I saw a thing, it was Pro Football Talk had it. They were talking about free agency today, and they went back a number of years. I don't remember exact how many, but the last, I don't know, 6 or 7, 8 years of free agency. And they said that 70% of the big money contracts, they had a certain percentage, what they considered big money, never made it to year 3 of the deal.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of the point of the guys that are really good don't get to free agency. The guys that are really good get inked up by their teams, and the ones that do hit free agency, you end up overpaying for good, not elite talent, and those usually don't work out.
You have a lot of players.
A lot of players, Jay.
That is a lot of players.
Hey, there's a good hot sports contract similar to for you guys right there on Sports Talk Radio. Sports. All right. Coming up next.
So,
We will look at Swigard's new radio, maybe.
So I can see them winning this game. I can see them losing this game.
Hot, uncompromised opinions.
418 on the Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up on In the News in our next segment, a woman who was plotting to kill her husband. We'll tell you how she was going to go about that.
People are asking if you would please break down the top NHL contracts, Isaac Ropp, and find out whether or not Carey Price was worth his $15 million.
I don't think he was.
No.
No.
No. Not feeling it?
No, because his name is Carey.
Connor McDavid?
Hasn't he been injured a bunch, too?
Absolutely, he's been injured.
Yeah. Clearly.
Freaking guy can't get out on his skates.
Yeah.
What the hell good is that money?
His goal scoring has been a little down.
Don't.
What?
Don't fall for it.
What do you mean?
I just was wondering what you thought of his goal scoring ability.
Don't fall for it.
Who are you talking to, him or me?
You.
Don't fall for what?
Just merely asking you to comment on Carey Price's goal scoring ability.
I don't like him. His name's Carey.
So.
Connor McDavid?
I'll get back to you on that one.
Jamie Benn? Really like that Jamie Benn deal, do you?
I can see them winning this game. I can see them losing this game.
Jamie Benn, good player, plays hard, you know.
Kind of hot and cold.
Kind of hot and cold. Could go either way.
How about Anze Kopitar?
Yes.
I think he's a nice player. I feel like he's had a nice career. Could go either way.
I really enjoy your hockey breakdowns.
Thank you.
PK Subban.
You know, I think he's been up and down.
So
I feel like, you know, his good is good, his bad is bad, but there's more good than bad by a little.
I like it.
By a little.
I like it.
So I will get back to you on that one.
Your hockey hockey analysis.
Is Carey Price really the number one paid player?
Yeah. I think he's the highest paid.
Wow. The reason I was saying don't fall for it, he's a goalie.
Yeah, he's a goalie.
I knew that. What do you think? I didn't know that?
Actually, you know what? The guy that just went to the Leafs from the Islanders, he's the highest paid guy. He just signed this year.
Yeah, what's his nuts?
Why can't I think of his name?
Oh.
What's his nuts?
You have a lot of players.
Why can't I think of his name?
I don't know, Jason. Why can't you think of his name? Spit it out, hockey guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Top 1080 The Fan contracts. Can we rank the contracts at 1080 the fan.
Well, we already know
that's a good bit.
We already know who has the highest price house.
John Tavares.
Yes, Tavares.
Yes.
Why I couldn't think of his name.
I knew that. I just didn't want to tell you guys.
He just wanted.
I wanted to hang you out to dry.
Didn't want to make us feel bad. So, I know you were upset when he left the Islanders and went to Toronto, right?
Good player.
Yeah.
Good little.
Well, we know that in the house power rankings, Lynch is number one, so we're going to assume.
Top, okay, so ranking the 1080 the fan contracts.
It's clearly Mike Lynch.
Well, technically, I don't have a contract, so I'm not sure if that counts.
I thought you did. Oh, you're a steal of a deal.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
Mike's on his rookie deal right now. We're getting a hell of a bargain.
You know the best bargain in town is? It's Jason Swigart.
Yeah, because we don't really know what
I don't know what he makes, but
he does a
it
lot.
It can't be much.
No, he's got an office, though.
Yeah, he does a lot of stuff for us.
Yeah.
He's like a catch-all.
I did my primetime minute today from his office.
I saw that.
Because I was walking by, and I heard that Dirt and Sprague was on in his office. But, well, Swag is on that show. And so I was wondering, because our old phones, we used to have just standard like office phones at our desk, and you could hit a button on our phone and listen to the station.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great. There was a little button called music, and you could cycle through all the different stations here. So if you wanted to listen to classic rock, you could. If you want to listen to the fan, there you go. So
Can I confess something?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that, or I didn't know how to do that.
Really?
All I knew was that the fan would come up at my desk, and that's all I needed.
Yeah, I didn't know you could cycle either.
Yeah, you could cycle through.
How did you do that?
You just hit the pound, and then it was whatever button had a different radio station.
What?
Like, I don't think our new phones, which are supposed to be better, have that feature, by the way.
No, so this is what... So
they're not better.
We went to a new phone system.
You know
system.
What they are, guys?
What?
They're cheaper.
But they're new, so they weren't cheaper.
Yes, they were.
How could they be cheaper? The other
they
stuff,
don't even play our station.
But the other phones were paid for it for like the last 15 years.
No.
Right, it cost money to install the new phone system.
Yes, but they were rotary.
So we have all new phones, but they can't listen to the station. So I walked by Swag's office, and I heard it coming out of what I thought was the phone. And I was like, oh my God, Swag has one of the old phones? So I looked in Swag's office. No, he doesn't have one of the old phones. It wasn't coming from his computer. Swag has an AM radio, like an old school big boombox AM radio, antenna at full mast.
I love it.
Like a pirate ship up, sitting on his desk, listening to the fan.
Well, radio is kind of old school like that.
Yeah.
You know.
I have not seen a radio like that in 20 years.
It's great. But we have to resort to that because our new phones suck. But hey, we saved money.
But how did we save money? We spent money to get worse phones.
Well, because the other ones were rotary. I mean, we had to. We had to upgrade. They hadn't been upgraded since 1982.
I missed the old function of it. But I love that Swag had an old radio. And then I looked around his office. We're radio. How much paper do you need? Like, did you?
Yeah, he's big on paper.
His office is just... It looks like in Seven, right, where they break down the apartment of the serial killer, and it's got all those notebooks, the manifestos. Mm-hmm. Someone needs to look in there. I think Swag's got like a dead body hiding in there, and there's a bowl of water on the floor, and not like a dog bowl of water, just like a plastic like Tupperware thing.
That is for his dog. I can confirm.
Like half filled with water.
Sometimes his dog comes in with him,
so he just keeps it in there like the entire time.
Yeah, he just
time.
Closes the door, and the dog sits in there, pees all over. It's great.
It's just. There's a weird odor in there. There's boxes all over the place.
That would be the dog pee.
It's just, it's a strange, strange world in there. And while I was filming, then Mrs. Swag happened to come by.
Yeah, she's around a lot.
Yeah.
Of all of the fan wives and girlfriends, she is by far the most present.
Yeah. And the thing is, she came by, saw me in there, and then stuck her head in like, and then left.
And she's wonderful.
Yeah, and I was like, what are you doing? She goes, I thought you were doing something important. I'm like, why would I be in your husband's office doing something important?
First of all, nothing important happens here.
Ever.
So remember that.
Well, the best is I thought she was originally offended because when she was walking by, I just got done saying that I don't know what Swag does. Mm-hmm. And she stuck her head in and then left. And I was like, oh boy, I pissed off Mrs. Swag.
She doesn't know what he
does. No, so I called her back in. She couldn't tell me what he did either. She just admitted that the office was a mess.
I think he's a bargain. Because at the bargain basement price of $5 an hour, I think that's a good deal.
Well, and he does the Terry Porter show. And
now, right.
He does all that.
And he does a lot of like engineering type stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they cut those guys from the budget.
Yeah, they're
We've
out.
Got like one engineer for 8 stations.
I do feel like Swag probably, well, he executive produces everything. Because he's got business cards and it says executive producer.
Look, I don't want, I got to be careful here.
Yeah.
But do you think that people who work at, say, like, I don't know, Lululemon or Apple or...
I like that the first company you thought of was Lululemon.
Well, that's because I'm thinking of stocks.
Oh.
Have you, I don't know if you followed their stock at all.
No. Through the roof?
Oh, it's... You missed it already, yeah. But oh my God. Yeah, Lululemon is blowing up.
They make great pants.
They do. And they're becoming more and more mainstream. Like, they're killing it.
Yeah.
But anyway, even though they are perceived as good companies because, you know, stock prices and this and that.
Sure.
Do people that work there think that it sucks?
Interesting.
Right? Because I love Intercom.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I actually invest in the Intercom stock options program.
Yeah, we get to, what, 15% off?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I find that to be a good deal. Thank you, Intercom. They've always taken good care of me. I've been here for like 20 years almost.
Yeah.
So I have nothing bad to say about Intercom. However, you look at when you're boots on the ground, like in the building.
Sure.
You kind of go, eh.
Yeah, you see some stuff.
Yeah, right. Like you know... You know too much almost, right? So is that true of every company, no matter how good the company, or does Intercom suck rocks?
It's interesting. I don't know, because you hear about like Nike, you hear like Costco.
Because I have my ideas.
Are all really good companies people say to work for? So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, like do Nike people...
55305, we won't
anonymous.
Out you. Anonymously, let us know if you work for a company that's perceived as being good.
See, I think the Nike thing, I've heard. I mean, you know people.
Yeah.
It's not, but this is any company. It's like not all raspberry scones and sugar.
Yes.
Right? So that could be any company. That's out. Like, give me the best company in the world. The best company in the world. And I guarantee you.
There's someone that's disgruntled.
Well, it's not just someone. I think everybody can tell you the good and the bad.
Hmm.
Right. Like, the grass is not always greener. It's not. It's never perfect.
It says Nike is great unless you're in the sweatshop.
Wow.
Ah, taking shots. Mm. Well, I do enjoy, like, when Zion Williamson's shoe blew out and they sent all those people over to, Vietnam or China, wherever that shoe was being manufactured, to supervise. That basically means you just yelled at a 10-year-old child to sew the shoe a little better than what you normally do.
So, okay, so this is interesting. This is really interesting. We're getting people who are texting in companies, and we shall not say that I will not name one of these companies.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a jerk. Well, there's one. Okay, finally a positive one. And I can say the positive ones. But this guy says Home Depot has a bad rap, but I love it, and I know a lot of stuff.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of these that we're hearing.
And these are big companies that you would know that everybody thinks are great. This guy says this company was the worst. Another one says... This place is awesome if your idea of a good time is Chinese water torture. Another one, sucks ass. Another one, I worked at this company. I like their product, hate the company. Worst job ever. Another one, this place sucks. You know what? Like round, you know, like yeah. You play sports with them.
Yes.
Great
organization, but working there, I tend to nitpick and complain day in, day out.
That's what I'm saying. I think we all do that.
So even if it's a good company, this person says, hey, this is a good company. Well, I can say this one because he's saying it's good. Providence. He said he works at Providence.
Okay.
Said great or it could be a girl. Says great organization, but when you work there every day, you do tend to nitpick and complain about the day-to-day. But you take a step back and you say, well, a lot better than other
places.
I
can confirm. My wife has done some stuff for Providence, and it was not – they were fine. They're fine.
Yeah.
She's also been at OHSU.
And
so moving on. here's one that says
it's like how everyone thinks every airline sucks, right? Like Delta's the worst of garbage airline. No, Southwest is the worst. It's a lot of it's just personal experience. And if you're close to it, you're around one thing day to day, you either probably fall in love with it and you get rose colored glasses, or you tend to nitpick it.
Yeah, here's one that's universally everybody says this company's great. And he says, worked there for 10 plus years, not a good company. Totally fake news.
Yeah.
It's interesting how that happens. So I guess what we're learning here, quick experiment, is it doesn't matter who you work for or how good they're perceived, you know they're BS.
Sure. Because every place has it.
It's all the same.
No place is perfect. Middle management sucks no matter where you're at.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
I love you, Intercom.
Yes. Buy their stock.
Yeah, their stock needs to go up a little bit. I must say, it's only like 5-something.
Should have been buying some Lululemon.
Oh, God, I kicked myself.
Didn't get in on the ground floor, did
No,
you?
I didn't. And I was told by someone who's like, dude,
these
watch
pants.
This.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't just the pants. It's just the whole company. But, and I didn't. Unbelievable.
Shame on
I'm
you.
I'm such an idiot.
No, I didn't either.
All right. In the news is coming up next, but first, Mike, sport.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're a bit behind, but, you know, it's been one of those shows.
It happens. We've really kind of got to nothing that was planned. We just kind of spiraled.
Well, I was going to say, we've gotten to everything. That's great. Mike just told us to break.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that. I'm going to squeeze in a...
Okay.
Do it.
In the news stories. March 19th.
Squeeze one out.
2019. Time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. It is National Poultry Day.
Yeah. I had a chicken burrito for lunch.
That's chicken.
It was okay.
It is also Let's Laugh Day.
Well, I think you should laugh every day. Every day should have a chuckle to it.
Tomorrow is the first day of spring, which means we're in spring.
It is nice outside. I'm wearing shorts for the first time.
It means allergies. I got allergies.
Do you?
Yeah. It hit me when I played golf on a Saturday.
My kids got bad ones. Every now and then I get like a runny nose or something, but mine aren't too bad.
Brutal.
Occasional Claritin and I'm fine.
A woman has pled guilty to 7.5 years in prison.
Seems like a decent amount of time, depending on what she did.
She was going to kill her ex-husband.
Oh.
This is, by the way, primetime battleground.
It's going up in my neck of the woods,
her
man.
Her name is Tanya.
Clark County.
36-year-old woman in battleground. Who pled guilty to attempted murder.
Was it, she hire someone or?
Well, here's what she was going to do. So two of Tanya Schmalz's friends contacted Hillsborough police late last year and said that she had asked for help killing her ex-husband.
I'll tell you what, that's a friendship right there. If you, if you've got someone that you can turn to and be like, I'd like to murder someone.
Do you have anybody help like that?
No one that I would ask. I've got one or two people that I feel like if I did murder someone, maybe they would help me like go on the lam. But I don't think anyone that I could ask to help me murder. I don't know that many shady people.
Dude, if you commit murder, all bets are off with me. Like you got...
You're turning me in?
Damn right.
What kind of friend are you?
I wouldn't
turn you in.
I would turn you in.
I know you would. That's just who you are.
Because you're a murderer. You need to be turned in.
What if I murdered for a real, like, an actual purpose, though?
Like what?
I don't know.
Give me the scenario.
Let's say, like, someone hurt.
Like a revenge murder.
Like a revenge murder. Yeah, let's say someone, like ran down my kid and then, like, used their wealth and influence to, like, get out of it. And I went all revenge and I clipped him.
I'd shut up.
Yeah, you're not turning me in for that.
No.
Yeah. But if he came to you and was like, I don't know, I got in an argument with someone and I shot him, then yeah, feel free to turn me in. But it's circumstances. Don't get all judgy on me.
The friend said Schmalz planned to get her ex-husband drunk, have him inhale Rush.
What's Rush?
Rush is an inhalant drug often used during sex that can have side effects that include dizziness and lightheadedness.
Okay.
So she was going to get him drunk, have him inhale Rush, and then inject him with insulin.
What? He's like...
How do you think that would do?
I don't know. I was like, I'm guessing he's got some sort of diabetic thing. Can you go into, like, insulin shock?
Then, Schmalz planned to smother him with a towel laced with the drug until he stopped breathing.
Good Lord. It seems like a very complicated plan.
Why all of those steps?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I'm like... I don't know. I guess she thinks that's the easiest way to get away with
it. You know, I was watching Ray Donovan. You got me hooked on that.
Where are you now?
We're almost at the end of season 3.
Okay.
So we're about halfway through it. And I'll tell you what. There was a murder in that that I actually thought that if you're going to kill someone.
Is a good one?
Yeah. He did the.
Is season 3 the football one?
Yeah. That's the football one.
That's what you're watching right now? With, what's her name? Kerry Russell?
No. Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes?
Yeah. That one.
That one, yeah. That's a good season.
But he just, the dad crushes, the dude's a drug addict, right? He crushes up some pills into the guy's drink, waits for the guy to basically get roofied, and then he just tips him over into the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Guy got drunk and stoned and fell into a pool and accidentally drowned. I was like, you know what? That's a simplistic but very effective plan.
Taking notes, were you?
I'm just saying. You want to go swimming? You go swimming a little bit later.
No cameras. Can't. You got to look for cameras.
Yeah.
And you got to look for other people.
Sure.
But
yeah,
other than that.
Yeah. right?
I don't know. Toxicology just shows that.
Yeah, the guy was on the guy was on pills and was boozing, which this guy in the show was regularly on pills and booze.
But how often would that happen though? Where like, well, I guess I don't know. Would they wake up when you throw them in the water?
No,
they're out.
You're out.
They're dead.
You're out. Then you just and then all he did was take the chair and just kind of whoops into the water.
So
not that I'm condoning. To drug
anyone. I was
going to
say, I watched that same scene and never thought about that until now. That, you scare me.
Well, it just happened. Like, I just watched it just a couple days ago.
Yeah, but your thought about it was, ooh, what a great way to kill a person.
I'm saying this lady's plot seemed very involved and convoluted, and I thought that one, I was like, well, that's simple, but it was actually believable. I'm like, I can see someone getting away with that. This is too much.
So she asked one friend to get the drug for her and the other to aid in providing her with an alibi. So they then tapped, or they wired up one of the gals, and she met with her and, got her on tape, and then they popped her. So she's going away for 7.5 years for that.
What I do know is that if you are planning on killing someone, don't ask others for help. That's how you get caught.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
Yeah.
So she said on the tape, she said she was going to make sure he was blackout drunk, and then she was going to jab him with a syringe while acting like she was going in to hug him, and that she planned to wear gloves and wipe everything down, and it would be foolproof.
Holy cow.
Except that you're wearing a wire.
Yeah, you're blabbing to everyone. Nice plan, Tanya.
Okay. And of course, if you're wondering, she did not attempt the murder.
No.
She was arrested before that could happen.
Thank heavens.
So now that guy gets to live for 7.5 more years. Because when she gets out, she's going to kill him.
He's going down. Going to Witsack.
All right. Coming up next on In the News, bad idea bid for your teacher. This is The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Hot 5 at 5, top of the hour. Big news today out of baseball, which we'll get to, but we're in the middle of In the News. I was reading on about our gal out in Battleground there, Tanya Schmalz.
Murder for hire lady.
Yeah. And a couple of you, Robin Sherwood and a few others, have picked up on the joke of, you're killing me, Schmalz. You think that's what he said?
I see what you're doing there. Well, I'm sure it's probably disconcerting to find out that someone's trying to murder you. I mean,
yeah,
I know,
right.
I pissed some people off, but as far as I know, no one's ever wanted me dead or attempted.
That would be kind of a mind F. Like,
yes.
You find out that, and maybe they don't have a great relationship, their exes, whatever, but you find out that she was really trying to kill you.
I know.
And,
like, full
and
on,
if that
had
would,
a
like,
plan.
Would that really surprise you, or would you be, like, blown away?
I would be, well... It depends.
It depends on the relationship. Like, yeah. I'm guessing this guy's probably like, oh, yeah, that's Tanya. Or maybe he's like, holy crap, what?
I can't think of anyone that would want me dead. Hmm. Or at least that they would be willing to risk it.
Oh.
If I found out that someone I knew was trying to kill me, I would definitely be like, oh, my God. Angry much?
Yeah, like, why do you want to kill me?
Yeah, who have I wronged to that point? Like I said, I'm sure I've pissed some people off, a time or two, but... Gosh, I know I cut people off in traffic from time to time, but that's not intentional. I say I'm sorry. No reason for murder.
I was reading on in the story, and apparently a separate attempted murder charge related to a past plot for her to kill him was dismissed.
Oh, it's not her first time.
No, one of the friends told police that Tanya told her in 2017 that she once met her ex-husband in Hillsboro, gave him vodka mixed with crushed Benadryl, and abandoned him outside 7-Eleven after he drank it.
That's kind of my Ray Donovan theory, right? He just gets the guy drunk and passed out, and then he tips him over into a pool.
Sounds like she got cold feet, though.
Yeah.
So she got him drugged.
She got him passed out and then couldn't go through. Well, that's why she had to get someone else. To try to finish him off. It's also why you should never go on a cruise with someone. I figure cruises are just murder boats.
Oh, totally.
You're just waiting for that person to get drunk, and then you piss them off, and oops.
And that colossal watery grave.
Exactly. Oh, what happened? I don't know. We went on a midnight stroll. He said he wanted to look at the the stars, and I went back in. Next thing I know, he's gone.
Yeah, it's always funny. They're like searching the boat for someone. Like, yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
You're not going to find her on the boat,
no,
dude.
Go a little deeper, about a quarter mile back.
Might want to take a swim.
Never.
So the friend told investigator Schmalz claimed her ex was later found by police who suspected he had overdosed, but her intention was for him to do something stupid to get arrested. So she didn't try to kill him. She just
was like in a problem up in the car and like turn it on and be like, just drive home, honey. It'll be okay.
God, what an evil bitch.
I know. Is she hot?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
I was wondering because, you know, kind of the crazy hot Matrix.
Yeah, no. Like sometimes, I would have told you. If that were part of the story, I would have told you.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you know someone and they're married to just a total wench and you're like, what the hell? And then you meet her and you're like, oh, well.
Yeah.
She's hot.
It's complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated. Yeah. She's hot, you know she's dirty, and so you're like, all right, I can see what's happening.
Just because she's hot, she's dirty?
Well, if you're on that crazy hot Matrix, yes, there's a reason why that guy's hanging around.
All right, well, anyway, that's going to be it for the news. Tomorrow we'll get to the story of bidding for your child's teacher. Do you think that's a good idea?
Depends on what kind of bidding we're talking about.
So we're bidding on we're bidding on who will be your child's teacher.
Oh.
So people with the most money will get what they want. So very American.
Oh, by the way, I just looked up Tanya Schmalz.
Yeah. Well, you didn't need it. I told you.
No, that was.
Care to describe?
Yeah.
She looks so sad in her photo, doesn't she?
She does. She looks like a.
I just want to give her a hug.
She looks like a Muppet that got stung by a bee.
She does look a little bit like Rolf.
Yeah, like Rolf the dog, and then, didn't take very good care of herself.
That's horrible. Okay, that's in the news. Coming up next, the Hot 5 at 5 on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today. We'll be right back.